You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts. Charlie, the special guest.
Owen.
No, it's not Owen. You can't fool the public for this long.
Hey, I'm kidding. I'm Richard.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. No, it's Brian.
Yo, he is my hairstylist right now.
He really does, though.
It's Brian.
Uh-huh. Brian just found out that one of the very famous Booth paintings.
Yeah, the Boondock Saints over there.
Yeah. looks like him.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah, I don't know. They're a pretty popular bunch. they're very saintly. I've heard they're known for their
boondocking.
Yeah, the boondock.
Professional boondockers.
Professional boondockers. Dude, you know what I did not realize is that we actually have a signed picture of Mr. Clean out there. I thought it was just a picture of Mr. Clean.
Yeah, dude, that's real.
It's actually signed by Mr. Howie himself.
Yeah, I walked up and was like, that's probably Mr. Clean. And then, no, it's probably Howie Mandel. And then Kyle said, You illiterate fool. Read the text, you fiend.
I said that.
You slimy mongrel.
Word for word.
You parasitic sludge monster.
What did you do?
Oh, no. So there wasn't any delay. But We are currently building delay. So if Brian had happened to said an uh-oh word, we would have just been live.
Well, I don't say I actually I've never sworn once in my life.
That's very good. That's why we have you on the radio. this week has been so wild.
Why, it's, Charlie, is that?
It's been exhausting. I mean, I don't know, but I know for you it must have been exhausting. If you don't know, if you happen to miss the show Hedatron last week, like I did on accident, there is currently more productions. And Kyle, did you just come back from production to come on Kyle Charlie Show?
Well, actually, I'm not at liberty to expose that information.
Wow, a man with many secrets. Thank you, Kyle. My favorite co-host of Kyle Charlie Show. Yeah, I'm exhausted. We're all exhausted. Brian is definitely not as energetic as he was last episode.
I don't know. Okay, I was... Last episode was a rare time.
Last episode he said, awooga, awooga, eyes pop out of skull, jaw rolling on the floor. Boing.
My brain released all the happy chemicals it could.
And then, so he just said, ah! What do we look... They are currently...
Oh my god! The best game ever!
What? Oh! The Clorox bleach wipes are sponsored by best video juego in the world, Bloodborne.
Play it, it's so good.
Dude, I love the sequel, Bloodborne Pathogens.
Oh yeah,
it's my favorite.
I was not expecting a microbiology approach for the sequel, but I think it kind of worked.
Yeah, it was very interesting how they took big monster men and made them very small.
Eldritch horrors of Lovecraftian descent, and now they're just little blood cells.
Have you seen like bacteria and viruses like close up? Those things are spooky. I would not be surprised if they were Eldritch Horrors in disguise. Still don't remember if viruses are alive or whatnot.
Cthulhu Barbecue.
Cthulhu Barbecue. Dude, that's a callback. Dude, we love those. We love callbacks on this show, don't we, fellow co-host?
Reference
to one of our solo episodes.
Episode number 2.
Is that a solo episode?
Yeah, that was just you and me.
I thought we had a guest on.
We didn't. That was the second episode. I did not know of Brian's existence yet. So we just kinda we talked about the Greek pantheon and then Cthulhu and which Cthulhu cut of meat would best barbecue.
As a Lovecraft fan, I think I'd already said this in my first appearance. I'm stuttering over myself.
He's so nervous.
He's shaking.
As a Lovecraft fan, I would like to say, I feel like his hand would be the best to cook up.
His hand?
Yeah, if you read The Call of Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft writes, and thus Cthulhu rose, his juicy, tasty, mouth-watering hand.
His hand.
You know, I really gotta hand it to you there, buddy.
Oh, my God, what was that? Some kind of wordplay? Some kind of...
What, are you an actor?
Actually, yes.
Acting in Heterotron.
Well, you should go see it. If you missed it last week, you can go again.
See it again.
Come back. It was like only $3 to go see it one time, and it's definitely worth $3. I mean, what else would you do with $3? What would you do with $3 if you weren't seeing Heterotron?
Probably a chocolate bar or something.
From lower? What kind of expensive chocolate bar you buy for $3?
You buy like two chocolate bars for that.
Oh, that's true, though. Lower chocolate bars are $3,
though. If I were given a budget of $3 and that, like, that's it, that's all I could spend, I would just buy chocolate.
I don't normally buy...
you'd invest. Bitcoin.
I don't normally buy candy, but like if someone gave me $3 and they're like, you have to spend this.
Go wild.
Go wild, kid.
It's chocolate bars.
No, I can relate, dude. I've had too many chocolate bars in my life, bro. No, I don't know. I'd probably blow it on mozzarella sticks.
Can you get mozzarella sticks for $3?
Yeah, Wawa sells them for like $2.50.
Okay, I changed my...
Yeah. I would use my nifty Acorns app and invest the other 50 cents. I'm not sponsored by Acorns, nor do I have the Acorns app.
But I am totally and definitely sponsored by Robinhood. Robinhood is an invest.
No!
I'm not sponsored.
Robinhood recently, like, their entire just platform kind of went poopy. Apparently, like, there's just a day where literally is shut down without reason.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that fits.
Yeah. Yeah, that fits. Investing app company shutting down for a day unannounced. Dude, it's weird. I don't know. for a lot of my classes, I now actually, like, often just start catching myself watching, like, the CNN or, like, listening to Econ podcast. It's weird, dude. I'm becoming a businessman.
Oh my god, no! You're
I'm
growing
still
up.
I'm still part child, but that child part just wants to invest in a Lego company.
The economics fan base is dying.
Economics fan base.
Like this if you're a real Connor.
Invest. No, dude. Invest your likes into this post.
If you're a real Connor.
Do you have entrepreneur in your Instagram bio?
No, I should.
I think you really
I
should.
I took an entrepreneurialism class in like ninth grade.
A what?
Entrepreneurialism class in ninth grade. We got second place. It was a design for shoes that grew. And then somebody actually made shoes that grew in a much easier way than we designed them. So you know what? It's all good. And I got a LinkedIn connection out of it. I was investing from the very beginning.
When I was born, they set a LinkedIn profile.
Brian,
with
did
my
you do
name
the
appeared.
Class where, with Mr. Scarlato, where we used the stock market game?
Yep. We won that.
You
my
won
team
that?
Won that. We invested. Okay, this is going to sound. Okay, well, there was a company called Isis Pharmaceuticals, right?
Wait.
And at the time, it was like, oh, that's a really dumb name. Let's invest. And the day after we invested, they like skyrocketed. It was crazy. And then they changed their name.
Who could ever say why?
Yeah. Somebody probably thought that was just an actual like. Branch of the terrorist organization is like, you know what? I want to support whatever they're doing over there.
Support our boys.
Support not our boys. No, please do not support ISIS. I mean, like,
this podcast is not sponsored by ISIS.
This podcast
is this dope. Official statement that you do not endorse ISIS.
We do not endorse ISIS, but some fools must have invested in ISIS Pharmaceuticals thing, and they were helping out. Their supposed boys in the Middle East. Alas, did they know they were helping Brian Payne from Kyle Charlie's show.
Back when I was a little spry 8th grader, I think.
Dude, that was when you were destined.
That's when I was... Yeah. That's when I was...
Upon meeting Kyle.
I was like, my BMI was low, my spirits were low, but...
My ADHD was high.
Yeah, I'm always high on ADHD, folks. Don't take medicine for it.
Yeah, pro tip.
I'm telling you, man, I'm so much better without medicine. Can't you
tell? Dude, it's just like, you know how in like video games you just get perks? ADHD is just like a random perk. Like when you're performing any action, you have like a 2% chance to put like all bonus energy into that action.
And like, even better, like, you know when like people die in video games, they drop power-ups? So like if someone kills me and walks over my body, they just immediately get ADHD.
You just drop a disease? That sounds like you just caused the plague.
It's like the perk from Call of Duty, right? The one where you... What's it called? The one where you drop grenades?
Martyrdom. When you die. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
You just...
I just drop like a mental...
Dude, Brian Payne funeral is going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to be hyped up on their ADHDs because I gifted it to everyone.
In your will.
And I would... I don't know.
This is when he started the plague. He was patient zero.
Patient zero of a new type of ADHD. It just makes everyone look like me.
It just makes everyone else look like, I don't know. Brian, for those of you that have not seen Brian Payne,
An eyesore.
No, he looks like the Beatle.
A sludge monster.
The Beatle player, John Lennon, in like...
Oh, you look like Harry Potter!
In Maximum Hippie Phase. That's like a very, very general synopsis of Brian Payne.
I prefer Flint Lockwood from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
He looks a lot like Flint Lockwood.
No, he does. Flint Lockwood is just circular glasses.
That's probably my favorite compliment I've ever
Flint Lockwood!
It's like the nose. It's the nose. It really is the nose.
Yeah. I have a beautiful little nose.
And the fact that you just have like this weird just like... I don't know even what to call it. Just this weird ooze over your feet that's just permanently just fused to your feet.
Oh, yeah. It lets me, like, figure skate on concrete.
Are you talking about his flip-flops? Or, like, something else?
You remember in Cloudy with Chance of Meatballs, Flint Lockwood sprayed on shoe?
Yeah, remember when he had literal acid and sludge coming out of his feet and he burned that woman's face?
He did jump kick just melted straight through the person. He was defeated by standing
I'm
stale.
Too tired to know if this is true or not.
I'll show you with a chance of meatballs.
No, please. Hey. Dang, I had like a really good bit.
Yo, Brian, read a PSA.
Yeah, Brian. They're right behind you.
Luckily, I have them all memorized.
You got this one. I will channel my energy into you.
Where's the really... here's my favorite one. All right. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, but most don't know they are infected? Infected. If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Join us on day of week, month/day, from X AM to X PM at event address/location for a free/low-cost hepatitis B test. It could save your life.
Hey, can you repeat the times for that, please?
Oh, of course. In the voice or in my normal dum-dum voice?
No, voice.
do the voice.
X AM to X PM.
Yeah, we're going to have to read that one like twice because...
We can't find any other PSAs.
The other ones have gone missing. It's wild, dude.
I can tell you so many facts about hepatitis right about now.
Not yet.
Not yet. That will wait. That will be the meat of our podcast.
Yeah, that's usually my main conversation go-to.
Yeah. If we finish bit, we're like, Brian, read PSA.
Yo, girl, what's your favorite kind of hep?
I'm kind of a hep C, but you look
yo,
like a hep B.
Yo,
I could be hep B if you were with me.
Are you 1 in 10 Asian Americans? I mean, according to my research. No, oh, my bad, it's 1 in 12. I didn't read that right. That's I don't know, that's whack. I mean, Hep B is a pretty big issue for everyone. I think Hep B transcends race, guys.
It means you got hepatitis. You got hepatitis. I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know. No, for the longest time, I think I talked about this on that second episode of ours, Kyle. But for the longest time, I thought the Greek god Hephaestus, god of forges. was called hepatitis.
Oh yeah.
I called him hepatitis for
how
many years.
How?
I did not know how to pronounce Hephaestus in third grade, so I just saw the P and I thought hepatitis. That's it. So I called him hepatitis all the way through sixth grade. So and then one of my friends who was calling it Hephaestus, I was like, that's whack. That's definitely not the right way to pronounce hepatitis. I know my Greek god names. Alas, I did not know my Greek god names. Are those zip-off pants?
No, but if you want them to be.
What is that supposed to mean?
So I mean, now, pants don't change states. Brian.
I mean, if I unzip these legs hard enough, I'm sure I can get
your
the
legs,
whole pants.
Not your pants, yeah, just your legs.
I unzip it, and it's like my muscles start flopping out.
I think they're stuck there with tendon.
Yo, Charlie,
dum-dum.
You want to borrow my calf?
Dude, no, I
your
got
calf?
The one thing I
calf.
Got.
Calf.
The golden calf.
Potato, potato.
Dude, the one thing I got
tomato,
is
tomato, potato.
Look at this baby cow.
Yo, that's pretty... Oh my god, it's made out of iron, and it has knives.
Why are there spikes jutting out of it?
That's insane. How do you run?
Yo, I mean, that's crazy, bro. Yo.
So, like despite Wolverine. Actually having, like, decent calf muscles, I can't run for anything. Like, I don't know, I'm very slow. I swam a lot, which is where these came from.
Is that kind of like Camelot?
Yeah, it's like Camelot. It's actually wild because I've ran into a lot of camels in the ocean on my many adventures
yeah,
of swimming.
Those darn sea camels.
The
they
sea
kill,
camels.
They kill
I had bested
a
many a combat.
His name is Lancelot. He likes to swim a lot.
Aww, he got me.
Hey, dude, you just got baited. I think that's...
And switched, baby.
I think you got to go with the editor cage right now.
Okay. All right, I'm going in the cage, everyone.
Yeah, with Ryan.
Ryan, come here.
Come
Kyle just jammed Marquis de Lafayette's sword into his foot.
Dude, it's so wild how we got that again. And how we stashed it away in WJRA's booth with no one knowing. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's actually I really.
You guys can't hear the joke. It's too funny. Yeah,
the joke is too funny.
It's, yeah, it's like it's a weapon
censored for the public.
My heart.
It's a
rate.
Monty Python sketch. It's it's the funniest joke in the world.
It's like Monty Python and the Holy Grail times three.
No, that's from Flying Circus. There's a bit that's like,
the funniest joke
in the world, and then it was like. Like, it was so funny that people died laughing listening to it.
So then I remember this bit,
then the Germans tried to use it in World War II and then failed because the translation didn't work.
I remember that bit. I actually watched a lot of the Flying Circus stuff on VHS. Grandma has the copies. Shout out to Grandma.
Charlie, you remember when we watched Flying Circus at 3 in the morning?
Oh, my. Dude.
It's like when we became friends. Like, yeah. Really became friends.
Yeah, it was actually, like, the beginning. Like, Kyle and I kind of met through...
We were vibing.
Yeah, we were vibing. We met by, like, playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And, like, talking about our feelings, and then playing Smash, and then watching Monty Python.
While eating donuts. We got a lot of donuts.
Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah, we got, like, a dozen donuts. Because they were, like...
They were so cheap.
50% off. It was wild. Brian, you're learning about our origins. The untold origin story.
I know,
story.
I like it. It's a good story. Hey, Vsauce, question. Vsauce, if you're listening. But anyway, all right, Kyle, this is for you.
Kyle, our resident Vsauce.
All right, so say you're chomping down on a donut. You're really chowing into it. You're having a good time. Right? So then you eat it. The hole's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you ate the donut hole too?
Well, the hole was never there.
So then the donut doesn't have a hole.
That's not how it works.
Brian, your logic is... Brian.
A hole is nothing.
Brian, under that logic, you know...
Oh, really? Then what are your nostrils?
The donut... Hey. The donut...
Shut your mouth hole if it's nothing.
Actually, well,
don't worry. I can out-math this man.
A donut can exist without a hole, but the hole cannot exist without a donut.
Aha, yeah. I like your theorem.
A hole is formed by the ring around it.
When you eat the donut, you eat everything but the hole. Then the hole ceases to exist because there's no donut left.
It's like dark.
Yeah. Okay. It can only exist in the...
Absence?
The hole can only exist in the absence.
Kyle just spilled his...
No, I didn't spill anything.
No, he Kyle spilled solid solid object.
I spilled molten bronze all over the floor.
Brian, we just redid the floor after the last time you spilled...
I'll lick it up.
No, dude, last time you spilled copper. This time you spilled... Dude, we're gonna make brass on the floor. No, you know another kind of wacky thing. You know Swiss cheese.
I'm aware.
You know how Swiss cheese has a lot of holes in it. So that means the more Swiss cheese you have, the more holes you have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And the more holes you have,
the less
cheese you have. Now, according to a certain math theorem. If A equals B and B equals C, by that logic, A equals C.
So what is A and B in this situation?
So in this case, A and B are more cheese and more holes.
I don't think you.
If A equals B, more cheese equals more holes, and B equals C. More holes equals less cheese. By that logic, more cheese equals less cheese.
I think we better cut this out. This is
forbidden knowledge banned by the FBI.
President Trump, if you're listening.
President Trump.
We know your secrets.
Oh, I forgot that bit I was going to talk about earlier. Okay, so, I don't know. Currently, some people are getting really heated about politic. And more importantly, Democrat politic right now. Because Republican Party's pretty much going to keep their dude in there if they can. Democrats got to find a fella. So right now we got mainly two fellas. We got Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Now, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Joe Biden or the video clips of Joe Biden on his campaign trail.
Mr. Senile.
But he really likes taking a sniff out of all nearby people. There are plenty of clips you could probably find on the internet of him just sniffing just someone just right up into their face, up into their hair, and just taking a sniff. And the other person
smell integrity.
Exactly. He smells them. He sniffs the malarkey out, dude. No. So this is how I've currently decided the difference between these two. Not Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, but Trump and Joe Biden in this case. See, in the case of feet, Donald J. Trump would try to take your feet pics. Potential presidential candidate Joe Biden would just want a whiff. Do you fellas agree with my theory? they were doing the wave, so they were channeling their brain power to try to process this.
I would pay money just like see a debate stage, like Joe Biden walks up to Donald Trump and just goes like
What are you doing? That is gross. That is absolutely disgusting. I can't do a Donald Trump impression. It's the best I got. But I don't know. You'll just see pictures of just Joe just.
Have you heard his one speech where he's like, and if you don't like me, you can vote for the other Biden.
The other? There's two. You fool. He's got us surrounded.
That's how he gets so many votes. There's two of him.
Did you guys hear the leg hair speech?
No, I did not hear the surreal. Leg hair speech.
That is incredible.
Play the leg hairs. I don't want to talk about politics too much, but like.
The leg hair. If the leg hair speech is that popular.
It's incredible.
All right.
I'm sure you could find it pretty easily.
Yeah.
All right.
The only problem is most of the channels are just like, stupid liberal Joe Biden.
Leg hair speech.
I'm sure you can.
Biden recounts harrowing incident with a gang leader named Corn Pop.
That's definitely.
This is it?
No.
I mean, that is the clip just from what I'm seeing.
I don't trust that video, though.
I can't read that.
Well, this is a song by Shmo Yoho. They do pretty classic things.
Like, get me into a car accident when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, do classic Shmo Yoho. And then they play Jacksepticeye remix songs all the way.
That's how I got ADHD.
Dude, it's infectious.
It's a parasitic disease.
Well, I don't know which one of these clips is which.
Oh, it's the one where he's like in front of the podium looking a little sweaty. But I saw a second.
I mean, I can't see my man's pores from this distance.
I mean, I would hug him.
It's mute. The computer's muted right now, so we can do some digging. But I do remember Corn Pop.
I don't. Who's Corn Pop?
He was really struggling to find a word, and the word turned out to be Corn Pops. And he was just like, "What's that one thing? That one thing? You know that one thing? Corn Pops." It just literally takes him like a solid just 30 seconds to just try to figure out a way to make a, like, I don't even know. It was like probably like a simile or something.
He's got like probably
to relate to Corn Pops.
I'd say he's got like 6 months left of actual thought before.
I think he's just kind of, I don't know. I feel like his connection is just kind of bad right now. He's running on one bar Wi-Fi right now, dudes.
His router's kind of going out.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know what happened to Joe. I mean, like, not to get political, but like, he seemed pretty solid during the, like, when he was Obama's friend.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's still
not liquid.
Oh,
there's a gremlin! Dude, the political gremlin. We've been talking about politics too much.
I got hairy legs, and in the summer they turn blonde, and kids like to swim up and they rub down my leg and watch the hair go float back up. And anyway, that's why I learned a lot about roaches, and that's basically the speech.
Please, please find it.
Where is this? Hold on,
That is the clip. I'm telling you. Like anything that looks slightly like this is.
All right. The computer's off, so we're just gonna dig. We're just gonna dig. In the meantime, we should just do wacky fun thing.
All right, Kyle and I will sing a duet.
I'm not singing right now.
Yeah, don't sing a. Yeah, why? Kyle's got to retain his voice.
A tone deaf.
You know what I think you should do? You should remind us about this. What is this? This thing. I can't remember what it's called. I'm gonna dig for this.
All right. Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. One, hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. This is all funny. Two, hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work. Three, millions of Americans have hepatitis C but don't know it. The disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. Wink. And then, like, I smile. Did you see the grin I did? And, like, my teeth had a little sparkle. And, like, there was a little sound, too.
This is surreal.
Just play this clip. Play this clip.
I mean, we just gotta get
He like, cursed the legs once part. Already. I don't want to risk it.
He doesn't swear in the legs part, I know.
I don't know.
He's currently recounting pomade.
Yeah, hold on.
This is so wild.
Let me see if I can find the...
All right. Here. You can listen in there. Here, I'm going to turn it up. Dude, this is real disappointing.
That is the same speech. Like, this is... Yeah, well, this probably is a bit better. I don't care about your news channel. Did I just click on this?
Oh, I think that's it. I think that one's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right here.
Uh-oh.
Wait, yeah, play this. Yeah, this is it. Start from the beginning and play this.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Just pause it after
Joe Biden.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What? This...
Wait, no, keep playing.
Keep, okay.
I don't know if the rest is okay.
I don't know. He's learning about hairy legs, roaches, and kids. What?
If a presidential candidate said this in a, like, official speech, I think we could play it. Just keep going.
Oh, that's true.
That is our...
I love kids jumping on my lap. Oh. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, they're all guys at the time. They're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. And some of you knew Earl. I came back as a public defender.
What you just said.
Okay. What? That's... Joe. No. Joe, what's happening?
Was my impression pretty on point?
Your impression is pretty solid.
Like, all of his policies aside, no matter what you think, I don't understand that bit. Like, what is he okay?
He was having a harsh moment there.
I don't know.
But that's
know.
Like a whole speech, and then he's like that the whole time.
What happened in, like, 12 years to
what
my man?
What color is his leg hair gonna turn?
It's like a chameleon. You can never predict it.
Last summer it was green, but...
This one seems to be blonde. It seems to change with the seasons.
Hasn't
this
been
is...
blonde in about 10 years, let me tell you. Kids only like to rub down the blonde hair.
What's going on? Like, I don't know what happened, like, during the Trump administration... He seemed, like, perfectly sane when he was Obama's, like, VP. I don't think
Did
he was...
he?
I mean, like, he seemed mostly sane.
He
like,
had
granted,
a few epic
was,
moments.
Granted, he wasn't, like, I don't know, like, saying a bunch of, like, whack stuff consistently. Because, like, no one really cares about the VP. Like, he's just kind of a pal. But, like, I remember, like, the Obama, like, Trump bromance kind of being a big thing.
Reminds me, I saw an Onion article that was, like, President Trump calls VP Mike Pence for the first time in 18 months.
Guys, they're going through a rough time.
I wonder what it's like being Mike Pence. You're just like, you're the vice president, but like, what do you do?
I don't know. I think VP just kind of just vibes, I think.
I'm so sorry. Mike Pence, I hope your family's doing good.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, I don't really like to wish ill will to people. I don't agree with, like, Mike Pence's beliefs and, like, policies, especially when he was in that one kid's show, and then, like...
What?
You don't remember the TV show that looked...
Sesame Street or something?
No, it's not Sesame
Walking,
Street.
Walking, holding Big Bird's hand.
I will totally find this
Realizes
for you.
Big Bird's a man, and it's like, oh!
Oh! No, like this guy. You don't remember this guy?
Oh my.
He was like, I think it's Race Bannon. That's who he's supposed
from
to be.
From what show? Is that
Race Bannon was like from Scooby-Doo. Like
it's like a Johnny Quest character.
Yeah, it was Johnny Quest.
Well,
exactly.
I know Johnny Test.
Yeah. No, this is his father.
They're still making new Johnny Test, they're making new stuff.
Dude,
hey, how'd you become a police officer?
That's wow. Not the line.
Just say it.
Okay, no. The whole exchange is...
I'll say the last part, at least.
Oh, wait. This is between Mr. Black and Mr. White, right? In the car? Yeah.
Mr. Black, Mr. White, and Johnny.
Yeah.
So it's... Why are you running from police officers?
And then...
Why are you a police officer?
I blew up Malaysia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We talked about this. We totally played this on the podcast. I remember. I blew up the country of Malaysia.
I blew up Malaysia.
Guys, so Malaysia okay. Is gone.
No questions asked. This man's obviously unhinged.
Malaysia.
That's all I can say is that he blew up Malaysia. And that's what happened.
Joe Biden, if you're listening, please say that in a speech. I triple dog dare you. And I blew up Malaysia.
It's Johnny Test, really funny
TV show I was watching with my kids.
And then
feel my legs.
And they're on my lap.
Yeah,
stroking my leg hair. It was green this season.
Roaches
were around my feet. I'm the only one who can see them, but I know they're there. And there was a really funny line in that Jonathan Test commercial TV show about blowing up Malaysia. I think I should write a policy about that.
You remember the guy from the Naked Gun, like that dude
yep.
That did comedy? That's what Joe Biden's trying to remind me of. Like you just saw one too many like. He saw Airplane a couple too many times. He saw, like, the Naked Gun, Naked Gun 2.5. He just saw those, like, just one too many times and just kind of thought that was, like, his personality.
Naked Gun 2.5 is beautiful.
I haven't seen it. I really need to. I saw Naked Gun 1. That was a grand time, dude. Kyle was saying, awooga, awooga. His jaw is currently on the floor. That's why he cannot speak.
He's sticking both of his arms into his mouth just to see what it feels like. He wants to feel warmth. Kyle, stick
what?
It. Spit it out. Spit it out. Bad. Don't make me sick Ryan on you.
Don't make me sick the editor of our, like, 12-second delay podcast.
Hey, editor, could you splice in a clip of...
You're not allowed to communicate with Ryan. That is with Kyle and I to deal with.
All right, I'll speak to him in code. Sorry, I like playing music.
Did he get that?
Yep, all right. There's Elon. He got it.
Yeah. What? There's Elon. He summoned Elon Musk with his just... Like his ancient powers of editing. He photoshopped him into reality.
Summon Elon Musk so I can make his hairline receding again.
I don't know what you're talking about. Elon Musk has had a full head of hair.
No, look it up.
No, I know what you're talking about in the PayPal photo.
Elon, if you're hearing me, I'm on to you. I know about your hairline.
You know what? If he can grow his hair back that amazingly. Is he wearing a toupee? Or is that just, like, really, like, well-done, like, hair transplants?
Well, it looks like we're going to have to find him and tug on his little head to find out.
Yeah, looks like he's going to have hell toupee.
I drive electric cars.
I drive cat girls.
Huh?
The cat girl mobile.
Kyle, you have to complete it.
Pass.
Okay, I'll do one for you.
Yeah, Kyle can't do it. It's
I'm
okay.
Tired.
There, I inverted it for you.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know you've been really... He cannot shut up about how much you want to hear inverted Tim Allen grunt. Actually, he said he had nightmares about it.
Just in the middle of the night, just
he wakes up howling,
screaming, "No, Tim Allen, not my fence!
Start in reverse!
Are we there yet? Zoom, please!" Dude, which... I feel like if Tim Allen characters had to battle it out, I feel like Zoom would just win. But that's also kind of like cheating.
Wait, he was also Santa Claus.
That's true. I don't remember how fast Santa was going on that treadmill, but from what I understand, Santa's apparently just a powerhouse, but he's just got a bunch of gut weight.
Buzz Lightyear? Or was that the other Tim?
Was Tim Allen Buzz Lightyear?
No, he was...
I feel like
either way, like... Discount Flash and Santa Claus can stand up to Plastic Toy Man.
No, you don't understand. To Infinity and Beyond, baby.
If we're talking like cartoon movie where they're like, I don't know, where there's like the whole force, which is like, did you guys ever see that? Like it was like the, I don't know, like the Disney short in like the Buzz Lightyear universe with like the Tim Buzz Allen. Lightyear. He is Tim Allen? Oh, dude, that's wild.
Now, I would argue that Buzz Lightyear can win if he's able to defeat Zurg, who is at least two times more powerful than Santa Claus.
What?
Have you seen Zurg v. Santa Claus epic rap battle?
Zurg versus Santa Claus epic rap battle. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who does? But I know all the lucky listeners.
Yeah, lucky listeners, please call it. Nah, I don't know if I'd be able to.
Lucky listener, first person to recognize me in public will get a free high five or a hug.
Free high five or hug.
It depends.
Take your choice.
You get coronavirus, stop.
Oh, yeah, Brian, how dare you?
I'm literally pestilence.
You are pestilence incarnate.
I'm one of the four horsemen of it. I'm sorry I didn't tell you guys. I know I don't ride horses anymore after I fell off, but like I still got it. Ow!
What happened?
I don't like. Okay, I'm unique. I hiccup once, but like that, and then like for like I hiccup like once every 3 hours instead of just getting hiccups normally. But every time it hurts.
So what you're telling me is you're weak.
No, I have a more efficient hiccup spectrum. I feel like we should just,
Kyle, as the other co-host of the Kyle and Charlie show, I feel like we should strengthen Brian by tickling him so that his hiccups will continue to happen.
I'll have you know I'm not ticklish at all.
So that he shall grow more powerful beyond comprehension.
He tickled me. Oh.
Tickle miss. I guess he never miss, huh? What's happening? I don't know what's happening anymore.
I bet you my foot is bigger than your face.
Careful. Joe Biden might come out from the computer and go for a sniff.
Joe Biden like reaches out of the monitor and just grabs you.
Guys.
Nice Joe Biden.
You see, here's my understanding. If Bernie Sanders ends up becoming the president, your feet pics will be safe. He will be like, you know what? You're doing fine. Nice feet, bro. Won't really like intervene. He might tax the cost of you selling them online. But for the most part, he won't intercept the feet pic trade.
I wonder if this Bernie
Joe
Sanders
Biden,
feet pics.
From my understanding, will demand a sniff of every single foot so it can receive an official feet pick certified license. If Joe approves of the smell of the feet, Joe will allow these feet picks to cycle through the internet. Trump will just let the feet pick market go wild and just take whatever feet he sees fit on the market.
There are no Bernie Sanders feet picks.
Why would there be?
Because they're just possible.
I feel like you're more likely to find, like, Bernie Sanders with illicit substances, but in used in certain legal states, than Bernie Sanders feet picks. What was that one libertarian guy that's like, yeah, I smoke weed, but like on like live air? Who was that guy? I forgot.
Snoop Dogg.
No, it was not Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is not libertarian. A libertarian. Snoop Dogg cooks with Martha Stewart. There is no way he is a libertarian. You see, because Martha, I know for a fact, was arrested for insider trading.
So she's
if the libertarians took over, I do not think they would appreciate the stock market as much as modern day society does, you know? What about that Dow Jones, that 401k you got there? Martha Stewart wants in on that.
Yo, dude, I have no idea what's happening right now.
Dow Jones.
I'm so tired.
I'm out of it, too.
I think we all are. That's why I'm in story time with Brian. Okay. You're in a forest, deep in the forest, all right? There's woods.
In the what?
The forest.
Okay.
What do you think I was saying? Okay, Kyle's deep in the forest. It's scary, dark, it's raining, there's lightning, but it doesn't hit him, it just goes really close to him and scares him.
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, and he hears a little rustling behind a bush, right? Right?
I hear it.
Yeah, it's getting louder and louder, getting closer and closer. Kyle can feel his heartbeat in his thumbs. He's nervous. He's sweating. And out from the bush emerges Ryan the Editor with a great sword. he lets out his goblin screech and sprints at you. And then 15 other goblins come out of the tree bushes and start slingshotting rocks at you. What do? There's just one thing. You look down to your feet, and all you see is nunchucks and a Bruce Lee headband.
All right, question.
What? Where did this come from?
It's story time with Brian.
How many goblins are there?
Right now, 16.
16 goblins. Including Ryan. Is he like, yeah, like a boss monster?
Yeah, he's Ryan's, the leader. Ryan's a high-level goblin. That's why he can edit.
He is human competent. Also, he has like... human understanding.
Oh. Wait, I have something more important than this story.
What?
What do you mean, defeating theoretical goblins?
One of our biggest fans, CJ,
oh?
Has made us a poster for the Kyle and Charlie show.
Wait, really?
And I forgot about it because I was so tired.
Oh, dude.
So he, yesterday...
First, some context for those new listeners. CJ made all of the amazing Head of Trump posters you might have seen cycling online. The incredibly high quality posters that we loved so dearly when we reviewed them on the podcast.
So he sent me this. This was at rehearsal yesterday for Monkey. And he said that he's going to send this to me and I can't open it until I'm on live on air.
Okay.
So he sent a timed email to send it to me today. And I'm gonna open it for the first time right now.
I need to see this. Oh my god, this is amazing.
Don't let me see it. I need to finish typing this email out.
We'll convey it to the,
convey, to the audience. Convey it to me first and then I want to take a look.
Okay, so the top left corner has the word what? And there's the enormous orange to the top right corner.
He's blended in pretty
in the center
well.
It says the Kai Lu Charli and Show. To the left of that it says Wacky Challenges. To the right of that it says Jokes. Below the title it says Kyle Charlie, and it has two pictures of us that are actually not that bad of pictures.
Do you just like use like our profile pictures?
Well,
do you
it looks
them?
Like I'm screaming in this picture, bro. I don't know what it's from. I look pretty good though. And then there's a picture of you. Look like you're like a beach or something. I don't even know. Kids B-pop. And then at the bottom left there's the Disney Channel logo. It says Thursdays at 10, only in WJRH. And then it says guests, question mark, and it has a picture of Benedict Cumberbatch, Spider-Man, and Billie Eilish.
All right, now who's who? Because there's three guests.
There's three guests. Who's Billie Eilish? Oh, my God. Okay, so they rip. Is that the female filter on me? He filtered my face. There is no way about it. Because, yeah, my eyes are a lot bigger than normal, and my mouth is shrunken in. He pulled this from either my official Lafayette College profile picture for my treasurer membership on the board, or he found this on my Instagram. Guests? I love the Disney logo. Oh, dude. All right, so, Spider-Man. I think you're probably Spider-Man.
Oh, my God, I love him.
No, he's Billie Eilish.
He's Billy. Yeah, that. Well, okay, so we've
had. Yeah, I'm very emo. Oh, wait.
We probably have to count. Oh, your phone locked. I didn't tap it in time. So what guests have we've had? Brian Charlie Show, Richard, Charlie Roommate, Ethan Miller, Frat Boy Supreme, and then we've had that other guy. What is he? He's like an econ major or something. I think his name was
Charlie.
No, his name was Steven. That's right. Yeah, no, Owen McKenna. So that's Owen. Four. So that means someone is not pictured in there.
Well, someone's the Disney Channel logo.
Someone is Disney Channel logo. Oh no, I feel like if. All right, so you're Billie Eilish.
Yay!
So that leaves Richard, Ethan, and Owen.
Like a background.
That picture is so, like, I don't understand why my photo is so high quality, and then he just chose doo-doo JPEG file from just Kyle.mp4.
It looks like there's an abyss in your mouth, just a void. You'd like some tentacles coming out of there.
Alright, so
I cast my vote.
I feel like Ethan is probably Spider-Man. He's probably the most physically fit out of our guests.
I was going to say Richard.
I feel like he doesn't. He only was on the show once. I love him, but I feel
that's
like
true.
The three most common guests were Brian.
My Ethan diss track is coming out.
Ethan diss track.
Ethan, trust me, this drama will be great for views.
Brian, Owen, and Richard.
Brian, Owen,
are the
and
recurring
sorry
guests.
For
right, so I feel like that would mean.
No, Brian's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, but then who's wise? Who's the wise? Who is the wise cocaine addicted detective of our guests?
So wait, am I Benedict or Billy or Spider-Man? There's like.
Well, I said he was Benedict.
Oh, okay. So you are the cocaine addicted wise man.
I mean, ADHD and cocaine. You know.
Just boost
Owen,
your powers.
Owen could be Spider-Man.
Owen is Spider-Man, and that
Richard
makes
is Billy Richard Eilish. Is
Richard
Billy
is
Eilish.
Billy Eilish. Oh, dude. When are we putting CJ? CJ's photo. CJ needs to add a photo of himself among the guests. We need to put CJ on here. CJ, if you're listening, we're coming for you. You will be captured and put in the cage with Ryan.
You won't like it. He won't hug you.
Yeah, Brian was in there as his rite of passage. It's kind of like this hazing thing we do with our guests.
I made the cage.
We try to see how long they can last with Ryan.
Yeah, Brian, I bet you $3 you won't shave everything except the mustache and the soul patch. So you get the Frank Zappa.
But then I could buy a chocolate bar.
Oh, dude, no, you can buy mozzarella sticks, bro.
Yuck.
Yucky.
Yucky.
What do you mean? I mean, okay, Wawa mozzarella sticks are not like top tier, but they're mozzarella sticks.
Ew. Ew.
All right, let's end the show.
You disgust me.
Billy Alvin will just phone it into tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fair enough. Today, it's a weird vibe.
I'm real out of it today, man.
Gross.
I feel like our top comedy is when we just have no idea what's going on.
Yo, Artosis versus Rain. I love StarCraft.
Dude, mitosis? What am I watching?
It actually kind of tickled.
We have found his weakness. If you pinky promise Brian's toes,
my pinky toe.
You can tickle him.
You mind if I pull?
Yes.
Why are you fooling so violently?
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
your toes don't crack.
Tonight was a wild time. We hope you all had a good night, and we will play as our rite of passage. We shall play. What do you call this again?
What?
What do you call what we're about to play for the public again?
Slaughterhouse.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin Chipmunk PSA.
Oh yes.
Yes, Alvin Chipmunk PSA. We shall play it for
you.
I don't think
I've ever called it that, like specifically.
Well, you write it a now lot. It's Alvin Chipmunk PSA.
Like in our scripts, you always write that.
in our script, we need to script an episode one time. I feel like that's our last episode for the year. We'll script it. We'll record it in advance, and then drop it for the public. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Food Safety PSA featuring Alvin Chipmunk.
And
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rim cycle.
Separate. Cook. And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome.
It gets
awesomer every time, Alvin.
We definitely didn't plan that. Oh, that's so weird. Dude, that's so wild. How did we do that? All right, what are we ending the show with? After Alvin Chipmunk song, we should end it with another song.
Scatman John.
Scatman John. I thought you would never ask. I've been craving me some Scatman though.
Can we do
Scatman's World? Yes. Of course. We will never not do Scatman's World. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Scatman's World by Scatman John as we exit this beautiful
can't do this anymore. Just end the
internet.
Show.
Go. Bye, all right. Guys, love you. Good night, everyone. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was the Kyle and Charlie Show featuring your hosts, Kyle.
Oh. Kyle.
And Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah. Featuring special guest Brian Payne. Hope you all have a wonderful night. Here's Scatman John. Woo!
Scatman's World. Listen to me, brother, you just keep on walking, 'cause you and me and sister ain't got nothing to hide. Scat man, fat man, black and white and brown man, tell me about the color of your soul. If part of your solution isn't ending the pollution, then I don't want to hear your stories told. I want to welcome you to Scat Man's World. World.
ding 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 ding